Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. What advice would you give to a new homeschool parent who's just getting started and they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. This is really scary, but I know that it's what's best for my family. Mm-hmm. Help this parent out.
Okay. Well, I can help you because I had that exact experience. Before I was homeschooled, my parents had my brother and I in traditional school. We were in a private Christian school, but it was traditionally run school. And, and when they pulled us out that first year to homeschool us, it was a big transition for all of us. And there were parts of it that were hard. And there were times where we said, can we just go back to the way we used to do it? Because that was what we knew.
Right.
But what we found was at first my mom tried to recreate school, just like you said, like, because that was familiar for all of us. It felt safe. Familiar is safe, right? But we quickly discovered that standing up to say the Pledge of Allegiance in our at the dining room table didn't work. We weren't doing school at home. We were homeschooling and it was different. And so she shifted gears, and really we spent that first year just learning to be together every day and learning to cultivate that relationship. So my advice would be, don't recreate school. Don't make it exactly the same. You don't have to have the same schedule. You can eat breakfast around the table, and that can be the time that you read aloud to them a book while everybody's eating breakfast. Or you can start with the subject that either is the hardest for everybody and get it out of the way, or you can say, let's start with the subject that makes you the most excited. You have the freedom to make the schedule the thing that works best for your family. But I would say, don't even be so focused on all the academics and feeling like you have to keep up academically. Mm-hmm. I would say, choose the few subjects that you think are the most important for your kids to stay on top of, and then really focus on cultivating connection and relationship. So cook together, learn to do chores together, spend time together, reading or being outside, set up rhythms of going for walks together or bike rides, walking the dog, shopping together, set up a rhythm where you're intentionally interacting with other homeschoolers, like where you see them weekly, or you invite them over, you know, for afternoon snacks and a bike ride. Do art together, like cultivate connections in your family, but also cultivate connections with other people, because that transition, you've pulled your kids away from their community of friends. So you need to make sure you put some of that back into their lives and into your life, homeschool mom, because you might find that it's lonely for you too. So I think cultivating connections in lots of different ways, that should be your emphasis for that first year when you're starting this homeschool journey.
Yeah, that's great advice. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.